So let me just start with a couple of things that we've done, and I'm sure we're going to spend most of our time talking about budget. So let me cover a couple of non-budget items, some things. You know, we continue to talk about education policy, looking for ways to make schools better, more efficient. That's never going to be a point in this chamber that or in this building that's not being talked about. And well, we should always be talking about education and ways to make it better and ways to make sure that we're educating the students of Oklahoma in a manner that we need to be. Senator Stanislawski passed out Senate Bill 514, which is a task force dealing with average daily attendance of school districts, trying to find a way to bring down administrative costs and make funding better and push more funding into the classroom. Senator Simpson, veterans are always important, not to this chamber, not to this building, but also to the state as a whole. Senator Simpson passed a bill off the floor this morning that will create a veterans cemetery in Ardmore. Unfortunately, we have more and more of that generation, veterans passing away. Cemetery space to honor them is at a premium, and it looks like Oklahoma will be doing our part again to give those men and women that served our country valiantly in a final resting place and a place where they can be honored. To shift gears into the budget, we passed several bills out of the Senate this week that are revenue raisers on their way to the governor. Just a reminder, revenue raisers have to start in the House. We can't start them in the Senate. We are and have been in discussions with the House about revenue raisers, have been all session, about which ones we're doing, which ones we think we can get passed, which ones we think we can get on the governor's desk. That continues to move forward, and we continue to move some of those to her desk as well. Senate also passed out a couple of apportionment reform bills this week that we can do apportionments on our side of the building and have been consistent with what we've been doing the last several years and will continue to do. The two big ones we've done so far, we did a apportionment reform to the roads program. We reduced the percentage of income tax that would be going into that program. It doesn't completely stop it, but it does reduce the amount going in. And then also the county road and bridge part of that, we passed a bill out of the Senate that trims the percentage that they're getting out of vehicle fees and trims them back a little bit this year, consistent with what we've been doing the last couple of years and will continue to do. So with that, I'm going to stop, and you get two questions today.
Gross production tax, is there any support at all?
Gross production tax is something that certainly has been talked about a lot, has been talked about a lot in the last week or two. It appears that there is not enough support for any kind of a gross production tax rate increase. We have had a lot of discussions about doing away with some of the incentives, rebates, those type of deals associated with gross production, and it does seem to be that there is an appetite to do that, but we haven't got there yet with it either.
If gross production were to pass in the House, would you put it on the Senate floor?
If a gross production measure passes the House, that means it would have to already have come out of a Senate JCAB meeting, which is basically our entire body. So that would be a signal to me that our entire body, or maybe not our entire body, but a majority of our body would be willing to vote on that on the floor.
What do you think the odds are of getting a budget done by the end of session?
100%.
What do you think the odds are the governor's going to sign your budget?
I think the odds of a budget going into effect are 100%.
What did you think about Fallon's press conference yesterday? She has some rather pointed words for lawmakers.
It's not the first time she's had pointed words for us. Again, you know, it's that time of the year where, you know, people are getting anxious about this process getting done. This process will get done. I am not concerned that we will not get our work done by the end of session. we will get our work done. We will get a budget passed. We will get it on the governor's desk, and it will go into effect.
You've talked about your caucus in terms of gross production. Where do you personally stand on it? Would you like to see an increase personally?
I think it's a disincentive to drilling. And again, this state's budget is this state's economy is based on drilling activity, not gross production tax. The more drilling activity you're going to have, the more gross production tax you're going to raise, because the more that product you're bringing to the surface. At the end of the day, the goal is to bring product to the surface that can be sold. And if you're doing something to diminish, decrease, not encourage the activity of exploration and production, then in the long run, you're hurting yourself.
So I take that as you're opposed to it.
I am opposed to it.
What were your thoughts when the House shelved the bill that would increase the cigarette tax and the fuel tax?
I wouldn't say they have completely shelved the bill yet. That is certainly something that we talked a lot about over the course of the last several weeks about that possibility. That's a little bit bigger majority vote, a little bit more difficult to get across the finish line. I would like to see them put it on the board, but understand that if they don't think they can get it passed, then they can't get it passed. I believe our caucus was willing and ready to pass that measure had it been given to us.
What are your thoughts about the letter you received from A.G. Hunter that indicates it's not log rolling to put both of those measures in the same bill? That seems to be part of the discussion about whether or not legally that could be done.
Yeah, that was certainly an issue that when we started exploring those opportunities, we wanted to make sure that we were doing everything right. There's certainly plenty of examples in the past in which revenue-raising measures were put together in one bill, and we just wanted to confirm with the Attorney General what his thoughts were on that, and he certainly reflected back to us that there is plenty of examples in the past that lead to that being done and would probably be okay to do again.
Why log roll them, though, as opposed to running them separately?
Just several different issues. It's one vote, and log rolling isn't the right deal because that's not a log rolling bill. We're just trying to combine the issues, streamline the process, get things done a little faster, a little quicker.
There's a bill that would allow, off the budget, Oklahomans to potentially buy insurance across state lines. Do you have any thoughts about that?
We've talked about that for many, many, many years in this chamber. And the whole idea of that is to increase competition. I think anything that we can do to increase competition in any marketplace certainly drives down the cost for the consumer. And at the end of the day, that is good policy.
Why do you think it's in support now if you guys have talked about it for many, many years?
There's always issues about, and when you're talking about a product that's being sold in Oklahoma versus Texas, and they just can't bring a product from Texas up here and sell it, especially in the insurance market. It's got to meet what Oklahoma says we're going to cover. And certainly in Oklahoma law through the years, we've added a lot of things to say you will cover this. And so you just got to make sure you're jumping through all the hoops. If they're going to come sell a policy in Oklahoma, that it's meeting all of the Oklahoma requirements.
The governor was pretty critical of leadership yesterday. Do you have any critique of her leadership through this process?
She's, been critical of us from time to time. We're going to continue to do our work. We're not going to get derailed. We're not going to get sidetracked. We know the workload that's in front of us. We know what needs to be done over the next couple of weeks to get us out of here in time, and the Senate will remain focused on doing that.
What do you think the odds are of passing the big revenue-raising measures, the ones that raise lots of money?
Now, that's kind of a broad question because there's a lot of different ideas out there. I do think we will see some revenue-raising measures passed that will be large revenue raisers. Will it be cigarettes? Will it be fuel? Will it be something else? It looks like cigarettes and fuel right now are probably not on a good path to passage, but I wouldn't say that those two issues are over and dead yet. But I do believe we will see some big revenue-raising packages or ideas come forth.
Like what?
One that's being talked about right now and has been, we've talked about it for quite a while, is tweaking the itemized deductions, and we've looked at this idea in the past of changing the itemized deductions, the deductions that we allow. We've had a lot of different variations of this in the past. We've never completely got one across the finish line yet, but that is one that's been out here and been discussed for several weeks now, a month or more, and there's always a little bit of a tweak or a variation to it. One of the things that we are talking about, and I think the timing of it's pretty relevant in regards to what's happening in Washington, D.C., talking about the tax code. In the past, Oklahoma has just said, look, if you get a federal deduction on it, you basically get a state deduction as well. And we've talked about if the feds are fixing to really expand their deduction list, then we may need to decouple from that a little bit and have a broader talk in Oklahoma about what we will allow as deductions into the future. That is a bill that's out here moving forward. The impact immediately at Oklahoma is $4 to $5 million, but moving into the future, depending on what happens at a federal level, could be a much greater impact.
Given that, and I don't want to dwell too much on it, but with the big ticket items, cigarettes, fuel, pretty much doomed not to happen. Gross production most likely won't happen. 4 to 5 million for deductions, that's a big difference between $4 to $5 million and $878 million.
We'll get there.
Governor says without the revenue raising measures, you're talking about an 18% across the board cut. What are you telling agencies right now?
I've not had an agency ask me, so I'm not telling them anything.
What would you tell them?
I'd tell them get ready for an 18% cut. Prepare for the worst. And the worst is an 18% cut. Now, do I think an 18% cut's going to happen? No. But you prepare for the worst. My farm at home, I'm getting ready to prepare how to make it on a $3.50 bushel wheat crop. Would love to be talking about that in $4.50, but I got to prepare for the worst, and the worst is $3.50. So if an agency asks me, prepare for the worst. You should always prepare for the worst.
Do you think we'll be back for special session?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
No. Because we're not. We're going to get our work done. We've always gotten our work done.
What is the Senate's position on bonding? Is that still on the table?
When you talk about bonding, there's several different ways to look at bonding. We do have a couple of capital projects out there, health labs, one of them that we've been talking about doing bonding. And then then there's the other side of bonding in regards to helping the budget. I would say at this point, it's a very difficult lift to get a bonding done to help this budget. But there may be some bonding done to do capital projects in some agencies that we need to do.
Kind of ODOT bonds.
Yeah, in the past we've done ODOT bonds, bonded, and then reached in and took cash from them. And the likelihood of that this year is not very good. We need to get going.
What did you think about ODOT suspending some road projects in light of?
I don't think ODOT said they're going to suspend road projects. I think what they said is, again, prepare for the worst. If all of these things happen, thank you, John Sparks. John Sparks doesn't want me to talk to y'all anymore. What ODOT said was prepare for the worst. And if the worst happens, we may have to suspend some projects. But they didn't say we are suspending. They said prepare for the worst. One more. Done. Thank y'all. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather.